What's up, guys? Hope you guys are doing super well. Hope you guys have had a fantastic week so far. If you guys are listening to this on the podcast, welcome. Or if you're on, or you're watching this on video, welcome as well. If you guys are, if you've heard my voice before, or you know who I am and what I'm about, welcome back. If this is your first experience with me, my name is Cam Wild. Welcome to the show. This is the first episode of the FIFO Fit podcast. There's probably going to be many different names and iterations. I can always be a little bit indecisive of this, but this was the name that we came up with in the FIFO Fitness Lifestyle Group, which I'll be telling you guys more about if you don't know what that is. But yeah, guys, this podcast, I've set it up for essentially to help guys who are living the FIFO lifestyle to master their health and energy while on FIFO. And I've been working in the FIFO space for the last 3 years, helping, you know, dads and lads to not just get great results with their health, fitness, and their energy levels, but most importantly of all, give them the tools that they need in order for them to be consistent along that path, right? Because the last thing that we want to do is kind of fall into that cycle where it's just these ups and downs and ups and downs with our health and fitness. We get started, we stop, we get started, we stop. And then, you know, because we failed so many times, we lose the motivation to even get started, and we kind of just settle with, you know, shitty and poor quality health. So, again, if you're on the show, you're listening to this, you're watching this, wherever you may be consuming this content from, once again, a huge welcome. I'm really excited to have you guys here. And I'm really excited to jump into the meat and nuts of this podcast. And today the podcast is really all about the FIFO and how it is an energy vacuum, or how it's an energy trap. I haven't really decided what I'm going to call the title of this video or podcast, but something along the lines of how FIFO is an energy trap. And I wanted to really kind of break apart what I mean by that and kind of really help you guys to better understand this, because in my time with working with guys in the FIFO space, and maybe I should give you guys a little bit of a background of actually how I got started in working in FIFO before I really kind of share with you some of the biggest challenges that that guys face in the while working the FIFO lifestyle. And to give you guys a little bit more of a background of who I am, my name is Cam Wild. I've been in the health and fitness industry for the last 10 years, but I've been working professionally in the health and fitness industry for the last 8, the last 3 of which I have been working specifically with guys in the FIFO space. And it was a pretty interesting story on how I actually got started working with guys in FIFO. I've always done online health and fitness coaching, but about 3 years ago I ran a quick, like 4-week kind of program, and I speak and consult with my clients over the phone and prospects over the phone, and kind of get a better understanding of their lifestyle and let them know whether or not I'm the right person or the best person to serve them, you know, moving forward with their health and fitness. And one particular guy, I can remember his name, Adam, had a conversation with him and was really intrigued as to the lifestyle that he would that he described to me that he was living. He would spend, you know, 2 weeks on this, you know, rig, this floating rig, off the west coast of Australia. And he'd spend 2 weeks there, and then he'd jump on a helicopter and come back home to Perth and spend another, and then 2 weeks, have 2 weeks holiday, and then he'd go back on site, and, you know, this is how he'd repeat it. Like, literally, you know, work half the year, play half the year, as everyone says. And I couldn't really wrap my head around it when I was first speaking to him on the phone. I didn't really fully understand the exact lifestyle and what exactly was going on. But what I did come to understand was, I remember the conversation, him saying, "Hey, when you write my programs, can you make sure that you we pay close attention to, you know, some of the barbell work that we'll be doing, because I can't have too much weight loaded on the barbell. Because the rig rocks side to side, and I don't want weight to fall off and cause an injury and things like that." So, you know, that was really blowing my mind. But what was really interesting is, even though I understood that he had quite a challenging lifestyle, like different environments, kind of, you know, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, day shift, night shift, that, you know, that was something that was really interested about as well. He ended up, despite all of these challenges, he actually ended up winning the 4-week challenge. And, that really blew my mind because I'm like, you know, what the hell? You know, this guy has a really challenging lifestyle, yet, you know, and I'm working with all these other guys who are working 9-to-5 lifestyles and, you know, all this kind of blah, blah, blah. And, yet he, you know, he had the most challenging lifestyle, yet he was the one who succeeded. He got the best result. And I was like, hey, you know, this is awesome. This guy is awesome. You know, the fact that he was able to overcome these challenges and be successful, I want to work with more people like this. And I started looking more into what FIFO was, and I realized that, holy shit, you know, this is, like, there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, hard-working dudes and women, you know, situated throughout the center and scattered about Australia, who live this kind of lifestyle. You know, they work seriously long hours, 12, 13, 15 hour days, typically really physical work, in brutal environments, like really hot sun, hot summers, you know, underground work on working with the most massive and incredible machinery, you know, known to man, like literally the pinnacle of engineering and technology, which is something that fascinates me as well, like just massive machinery. And then they work these challenging shifts, like day shift, night shift, you know, it's a constant operation. And then they come home and you know, a lot of the guys that I was working with, you know, when I first started working with, you know, I've always worked with just guys, just men. Because I don't really feel like I'm an expert when it comes to helping out females and women. You know, working with just guys, it was really interesting. I started to notice between my clients that I'd have guys that would work on site, you know, work for 2 weeks on, 3 weeks on, 4 weeks on, you know, 7-7, whatever their roster would be, and they'd come home and they'd be able to chill and relax. But then I also noticed that there were clients who would go on site, they'd do the same kind of shifts and swings, and then come back home and they'd have to manage a family, right? So there was no rest for these guys. And, so that's where I kind of differentiated the challenges between obviously working with, you know, what I call the lads on FIFO and then the dads on FIFO, right? Because there's more of a challenge there. There's more responsibility, especially with the dads. It's go, 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 go. And, with the guys, you know, when they come back home, they're, you know, smoking a joint or, you know, having a few too many beers, although the dads do, you know, do those things as well. You know, they have a lot less responsibility, and so the FIFO dad lifestyle is a little bit more go, 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 go. So I started to notice that discrepancy, and actually over the last 18 months, I've dedicated my work to just mastering and working with FIFO dads to really, you know, help them get on top of that and not just get back on track with their health and fitness, but again, as I kind of touched on at the start, for them to develop a system for them to be consistent with it long after, you know, the work that we've done together. And, that's really how I found my way into the industry and, you know, had the conversations that I've had and kind of wiggled my way around and learned about the challenges that you guys face, you know, on the FIFO lifestyle. There's really no other lifestyle that I've ever heard of that's come anywhere close to the challenges that, you know, that this particular lifestyle brings. And this isn't a sob story or anything like this. This is just a real understanding that at the end of the day, you guys choose to live this lifestyle. This is a choice. But at the end of the day, the challenges are real and it's important not to minimize those. And that's why I'm so fascinated about working, with you guys and guys in the FIFO space because, you know, the difference between, I've worked with hundreds and over 300 guys in the FIFO space for the last couple of years. And, you know, the difference between the guys who are successful, the ones who actually achieve their results with their health and fitness and stay consistent with that, and the ones who are, well, that's the worst time to have an alarm, isn't it? And the ones who are successful and the ones who are not are the ones who are very clear on why it is so important for them to make the change, right? Because at the end of the, you know, I just went ahead and listed a whole heap of challenges that, you know, you guys face as part of the FIFO lifestyle. And these are real, but at the end of the day, there are people out there in the exact same position as you, In most cases, there are a lot of people who are in more challenging situations. Like I've worked with, you know, single dads, lots of single dads, which is an unfortunate reality of the FIFO lifestyle. Like hugely overweight people, hugely overweight men, like fat dudes. You know, a lot of you and you guys, you don't need to hear it from me. That is the reality of it, of FIFO. There is a hugely unhealthy culture and industry. So there's there are a lot of challenges that come with that as well. But you know, dads in some of the most challenging of situations, and lads as well in some of the most challenging of situations, who are still making it happen, who are still prioritizing their health and fitness, and making it happen despite all these other excuses that everyone else in the industry are using. So, you know, the big difference between the ones who are successful and the ones who are not are the ones who are very, very clear on what it is that they want and why it is that they want that. And that is a huge distinction there, because I have so many conversations, guys. Like, I've literally been, over the last 8 years, like, just doing online consulting work, but over the last 3 years, I've had well into the thousands of hours of conversations with guys about, you know, who, you know, everyone talks about, you know, what they want out of their health and fitness. Everyone talks about wanting to lose the weight and have the energy and run around with their kids and kick the footy and have the energy to come back and spend some quality time with them, you know, their missus and their family, which is what you guys are working away for, right? This is the thing that I've come to really understand about especially the dads working FIFO, is how family centric you guys are, how driven you guys are to provide for your family. And that's something that I admire so much about you guys, because like it's fucking brutal. The work that you guys can, you know, go through is fucking brutal. This is obviously not a family friendly podcast. There's going to be plenty of swearing on this, which I know that you guys are all about. But how family centric you guys are, you make all these sacrifices for your family, but when it comes to doing stuff for yourself, that's where you draw the line, which is something that really kind of blows my mind, which is a huge part of the conversations actually that I have with you guys, which is really tying a connection as to, you know, everyone that comes to me says that, you know, while it is for themselves, of course, one of the primary reasons is for you guys to spend more quality time with your kids when you're back at home, with the missus, with the family, overall improve your quality of life. Because, you know, as the title of this podcast or this video suggests, FIFO really is an energy vacuum. It's an energy trap. And if you don't know how to master it, if you don't know how to navigate the different environments that come with living the FIFO lifestyle, you get caught seemingly with your head underwater, struggling to kind of, you know, catch a break and makes, you know, kind of get your head above water and start treading. And, ultimately, for the most part, everyone kind of finds themselves kind of drowning with their head just under. And, that's an unfortunate reality. And it leads to a lot of people settling with their health and fitness. It leads to a lot of people just giving up. It leads to a lot of people, playing the blame game, pointing the finger, playing the victim, which, you know, compounds not just to, we're not just talking about the way we look, guys, but we're talking about, you know, our moods, our energy, the time that we're able to spend, with the ones that are most important to us, our families, you know, which is, you know, the sole purpose and the reason that most of you are actually doing the work that you're doing and choosing to live this lifestyle. These are some of the realities of it. So, when it comes to that, the FIFO lifestyle, when it comes to mastering our health, on FIFO, it's not just about, looking good. It's about improving our overall quality of health so that we can spend more time, doing the things that we love with the people that we love, the people that are most important to us. And, so I wanted to kind of dive into, really how this happens and kind of how the FIFO lifestyle is an energy vacuum and it's an energy trap, even for people who are prepared for the FIFO lifestyle. Like, even for people who are seemingly experienced with FIFO, I should say, not prepared. If you're prepared, you'll be able to master it, which is exactly what I teach. But even for those who are experienced in FIFO, a lot of the guys I speak with have been doing FIFO for 10 years, 20 years. You know, they've become part of the furniture there on site. And, you know, these, even for people who are that experienced with it, really, they really struggle with managing their energy and then managing their, and then in turn managing their health and fitness and routines and all this different kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, guys, the primary focus here, the thing that if you had more of that would allow you to start making changes and be more productive, is energy. And energy is what FIFO does a great job of taking away from you if you are not careful and if you are not prepared. And the reason for this is because, you know, the thing that we're really looking to build when it comes, like, health and fitness, the big secret to health and fitness is consistency, right? It's running a marathon. Health and fitness is not about how quickly you can lose the same goddamn 10, 15, 20 fucking kilos just so you can put it back on again and have to do the same thing every 12 months, right? Like, I literally have this conversation so often. Everyone's trying to lose the weight as fast as they possibly can and failing to look ahead and actually, you know, realize and understand that, you know, no one wants to lose the weight just so they can put it back on again. This is about keeping the fucking weight off, right? And so everyone's approaching their health and fitness like it's a sprint when we all know, in reality, it's a marathon. Guys, if you want to keep the results, you've got to be consistent with that. You've got to keep doing what you're doing in order for you to, you know, in order for you to keep those results. You've got to stay in the game. You can't get started and do it for a couple of months, fall off the bandwagon, and then, you know, 12 months later, get back into it. Like, that shit's just not going to fly. And obviously, you guys know that, right? So it's about being consistent, and that's where the biggest problem comes in. That's the challenge that we have when living the FIFO lifestyle, is that it's so hard to remain consistent because, you know, while you may be able to figure out, you know, developing a routine when you're on site, and by the way, guys, that's the easiest part. Having a routine when you're on site, you know, few people struggle with doing that because, for the most part, depending on, you know, what leg of the mining community that you're in, you know, your meals are prepared. Like, you know what, when you're shitting and pissing every day, your meals are prepared for you. You just have to throw the right things in, you know, crib containers and, you know, for crib, sorry, and having breakfast and dinner as well. Like, it's all done for you. And your routine is set, right? So that's relatively the easy part, right? The challenges really come in when you start messing around with, you know, transitioning from, there's so many different environments. Like, you've got day shift, then you've got night shift for a lot of you. And then you have, when you're back at home, R&R, when you're back at home with your family. Like, these are three completely different environments that you have to master, and not just have a routine for each of these different environments, but you also have to learn how to transition between all three. How do I transition from day shift to night shift? How do I transition from night to day? How do I transition from night to R&R? How do I transition from R&R to day or night or whatever it may be, right? It's not just about, because as you guys will know, you might have every intention to get started and absolutely kill it. But, you know, one bad sleep or, you know, one wrong meal or one mix up or whatever it may be, it's like it spirals you out of control. And then the, you know, the energy vacuum or energy trap that is FIFO like drags you under, and it's very, very hard to get your head back above water. And then, you know, and then you're just perpetually tired. You get back home, you know, you spend 1 or 2 days recovering from, you know, from the last swing. And then you just want to, you know, then, you know, for a lot of you guys who are doing, you know, 7 days off or, you know, 7 and 7s or whatever it may be, even 2 weeks off, right? You know, you don't have a lot of time to kind of adjust and then spend that quality time that you want with the family, right? And also the mindset that you guys have, which makes sense in a lot of cases, is that the whole idea of FIFO is you're not working 8-hour days, you're working 12-hour days, right? You're condensing almost 2 weeks of work into 1 week of work. So when you have R&R, you guys have seriously earned that time off for sure, right? But I think a lot of people take that far too seriously. And maybe that's the wrong way of putting it. Maybe not far too seriously, but you really just let everything go, let everything loose, chill out, do absolutely nothing, and you know, kind of let yourself way off the hook, do all the things that you've been wanting to do for the last 2 weeks. And for a lot of you guys, when it comes to unwinding, especially the culture in Australia, the culture on FIFO in particular, it's, you know, getting smashed, having a few too many beers, you know, going out and eating food, ordering in, just not really, just eating comfort food because you're stressed out, you're tired, the seafood diet, whatever's available to you, you're putting in your mouth, you're eating, and then you kind of just, you know, spiral out of control, and then you get back onto site and it starts all over again, and it's just this kind of, this consistency, right? And that is really the biggest challenge when it comes to FIFO. That this is, it's just energy vacuum that you, even for people who have, like, even if you've in the past you've done super well with your health and fitness, you've gotten great results with your health and fitness, even in the past, these old strategies that may have worked for you once, right, being able to train, you know, 10 hours a day when you were younger, and or, you know, when you were playing footy or in the heydays or whatever the fuck it may be, I think the most important thing is these old strategies just don't fly anymore, right? Like, for the most part, a lot of people in the old days got, you know, years ago, sorry, most people understand the concept of training, right? And the reason that they were able to get fit in the past was because they just spent a lot of they just had a lot of volume of time to train, right? They just had excess hour. When you were younger, you had less responsibilities. You had a better metabolism for sure, more testosterone in your system. So of course you could get away with just training. But now as life kind of goes on, you start to get a little bit older. You know, not only do the old strategies not work, you just don't have that time anymore. But now you have to be more efficient with your training. So you have less time, you have to be more efficient with your training, now your body is kind of, I don't want to say slowing down, because it's only slowing down because you guys are letting it slow down, but you're not as hormonally proficient as you were when you were younger. That's not to say that you can't improve that, you absolutely can, but you are more disadvantaged now than you were when you were younger. Not an excuse. But that is a reality. So this is where things really start to catch up to you. And the way to be successful on FIFO with your health and fitness, is to be efficient. You have to be highly efficient. You need to know exactly what you're doing when you go to the gym. You have to have a plan. You need to show up. You need to know exactly what you're doing step by step, because you know, not only do you not have the energy to think when you're there, you just don't have the time to be fucking around. You need to go in. You need to do an effective and efficient session. You need to know exactly what you're eating. You need to know exactly how to plan and prepare yourself for sleep. Need to know exactly how to transition between, you know, the different environments, the day shift, the night shift, the back at home, whatever it may be. You need to have a different strategy for each of those environments as well. And then when you're back, home as well, you need to have a strategy for that too, so that you're able to master that. Because when you think of it, when you're on site, day shift and night shift, you're just looking after yourself, right? But when you're back at home, now you've got to kind of integrate with family life, and maybe you have to eat different things, or you have to fall into a different kind of routine when it comes to eating, right? Maybe on site you're eating 4 meals, but back at home you're eating 3, or whatever it may be, right? There are just different environments that you need to learn to master so that you can always stay ahead of the game. Because once you're on top of this, and once your head's above water, you know, you're losing the body fat, you're getting more energy, you're building the muscle, you know, this goes so much further than just your health and fitness, guys. This goes so much further than spending more quality time doing things that you love with the people who are most important to you, and all of that is super important, but it just gives you more options. And I think that's the most important thing. It gives you more options. A lot of people love the FIFO lifestyle. You guys love it. And that's awesome. I think it's awesome, right? But there are a lot of you who don't love it, right? it's a means to an end. You know, it's something that you got started with because you wanted to pay off the debt, or you wanted to try something new, or whatever the, you know, whatever the fucking reason was, but now you don't enjoy it. And it's so, like, looking after yourself and giving yourself the energy and the ability to kind of take a step back and look back and kind of get your head above water, it gives you options. It allows you to start scoping out other opportunities. Maybe you want to study in your spare time, you know, take an apprenticeship and time off, right? Or maybe you want to transition somewhere else, right? Or start applying for more jobs or whatever it may be, right? It just gives you more options. More energy gives you more options to do the things that are important to you. And that's why I'm so passionate about this. I'm passionate about health and fitness. Everything I do in my life revolves around health and fitness. But I'm also passionate about solving problems. I love challenges just as much as you guys do, obviously, living FIFO. I love challenges, but I also was very fortunate to be brought up in a very family-centric home. I have a great relationship with both my mum and my dad and my two brothers, an older brother and younger brother. And again, when I communicate with you guys, for those of you who work in the FIFO industry, you know, 99%, if not 100% of you are family-centric. You're doing this for your family. And I should say, my father's in construction. He's been a carpenter his whole life. And while he hasn't done FIFO, he's worked his ass off, long fucking days, laborious work. I worked with him when I was younger as well. You know, did trades work when I was younger, basically a brickie. And I get a lot of those vibes from you guys. I can relate to that. I can relate to how and why your families are so important to you, because mine is to me, and I want to be able to help. I want to be able to contribute. And my way of doing this is by helping you guys out with your health and fitness, giving you guys the tools that you need to stay on top of this, to master this, and kick some big goals into the future, and again, give you guys the options that you want, but most importantly, for you to spend more quality time doing the things that you love with those who are most important to you. So that's where I'm going to end today's episode, guys. I've got plenty more stuff coming along the way. If you guys want to learn more about the work that I do, head to www.fifofitnesssystem.com. FIFOfitnesssystem.com. You can also check out or join our Facebook group for free, which is the FIFO Fitness Lifestyle group. So if you just search FIFO Fitness Lifestyle on Facebook, you can join the Facebook group, and I do live videos, answer questions on nutrition training, and there's a whole bunch of guys in that group who are in the exact same situation as you, working FIFO, but also working towards their health and fitness. So it's a great environment for you guys to be involved in. But I'm going to be releasing videos and podcasts like this every single week. So stay tuned, subscribe, like this if you guys like it. Like, you know, if there are areas around here where you can comment and like and whatever, please do. Like, if you like this, let me know. You know, give me a thumbs up. If you hate this, fucking let me know. Send me in the type in the comments why you hate this, right? Like, but I'm doing this for you. So the more feedback I get, and the better I understand kind of the challenges that all of you are going through, the better I'm going to be able to serve you. And that's what's most important to me, is making sure that I can help you guys out. So that's all for me. My name again is Cam Wilde. You've been listening to the FIFO Fit podcast show. And have a fantastic day. Enjoy the rest of your swings. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.